This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Daniel Maguire, who wrote the book on Rosa Parks and Recy Taylor, the inspiring woman Oprah spoke about at her Golden Globes speech. Oprah's talk has brought new interest to the little-known Recy Taylor, who features prominently in Maguire's At the Dark End of the Street, Black Women, Rape and Resistance, A New History of the Civil Rights Movement, From Rosa Parks to the Rise of Black Power. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being my guest. We didn't know anything about Recy Taylor. It took Oprah to open her eyes to say, you know, to realize that she existed and she really, really was a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I wrote about her in 2010 in a book, and the book did, you know, it was read by many people, but Oprah just has a way of letting everybody know about something. And I was just so thrilled that Recy got that kind of attention, and attention she deserved. You know, she passed away on December 28th, and the Friday before the Golden Globes was her funeral and homegoing. And I just returned from Alabama for that. And so to have that weekend capped off with Oprah's, you know, just stunning comments, I think was really incredible. And I'm so glad that Mrs. Taylor's story has gotten, you know, such recognition.
First, let me just tell our listeners that Daniel L. Maguire was born in Janesville, Wisconsin. She attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison and received her PhD from Rutgers University. She's an assistant professor in the history department at Wayne State University. She lives in Detroit. The next thing is getting some information about Recy Taylor. I know, reading from the information that you sent, that she was the mother of, she was 24 years old, a mother, a sharecropper. What happened to her on her way from church that Sunday?
Sure, it was September of 1944, and she loved going to church, and there was a big revival at the Rock Hill Holiness Church just down the street from her home. And, you know, she had a great night, and the doors opened around midnight, and her and a friend and her friend's son were all walking home. And a carload of white men kidnapped her off the street, drove her to the woods, and they gang-raped her at gunpoint. They only released her after she promised she wouldn't say anything to anyone, and they threatened to kill her if she did. Somehow she found the strength to walk home. She immediately told her father, her husband, and the local sheriff the details of the assault. And a couple days later, the Montgomery NAACP chapter called to say they were sending their very best investigator. And that was Rosa Parks. Mm-hmm. It was 11 years before the Montgomery bus boycott, which would make her name known around the world. But she went back to Abbeville with a notebook and a pen, and she took Taylor's testimony. And then she very carefully carried it out of Abbeville and helped to launch a national and international campaign to get justice for Recy Taylor that was probably one of the largest civil rights efforts of the World War II period.
What happened to the men who raped her? Were they ever brought to justice?
They were never brought to justice, no. There was a grand jury hearing in Henry County, which was where Abbeville was in Alabama, in the fall of 1944. So Recy Taylor, you know, she risked everything, her life, her family's life, her siblings' lives, to tell on these men. And the county went through the motions of a trial. They had a grand jury hearing. Of course, none of the assailants were present.
Mm-hmm.
And the jurors basically decided not to indict them. But then after Rosa Parks and others started this massive pressure campaign in which they petitioned the governor to, you know, uphold justice in his state, the governor ordered a second grand jury hearing, but all criminal cases had to start and end with that grand jury. And those jurors, who were the cousins, friends, brothers, neighbors of these white men who assaulted Taylor, they were never going to indict them. And so that second grand jury also failed to issue an indictment. And that was it. They went on with their lives. And Recy Taylor had to go on with hers. But there was never justice in the case.
As she got older, what was her life like? What was her involvement in the civil rights movement? Did she become more active in it?
No, I don't think she did. She was not an activist. She's a mother. Her mother died when she was very young, and she had a number of siblings that she cared for. She did what so many women do, which is, you know, endure and move on. And she had a lot of people to care for, and that's what she did. She was a sharecropper. She moved to Florida to become a fruit picker. She did not have an easy life. She had a very hard life. Her only daughter was killed later in a car accident. And so she just experienced a lot of tragedy throughout her life. But she was the kind of person who had a very strong faith and relationship to God. And that seemed to carry her through a lot of these really difficult moments.
When did she die?
She died on December 28th of last year, 2017.
And how old was she?
She was just a couple days shy of 98. She would have been 98 on New Year's Eve. So, I mean, she lived a long life. She outlived her assailant, which I think is important and a testament to her strength. And she did receive an apology in 2011 from the state of Alabama. Basically, the state issued an apology saying that they had, you know, failed to properly investigate her case in 1944. And it wasn't justice, but it was definitely a step toward recognizing her humanity and acknowledging the state's inhumanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was important to her, especially.
Do you have a website? I'm going to give the title of the book again, but do you have a website? Because you write about women like Rosa Parks, Recy Taylor, and you know, issues around that era in the civil rights movement. Do you have a website?
I do. It's DanielleMaguire.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also find me on Twitter at DMaguire13. And you could Google me and find me pretty easily.
Okay. All right. Danielle Maguire, the book, At the End of the Street, At the Dark End of the Street, Black Women, Rape and Resistance, A New History of the Civil Rights Movement from Rosa Parks to the Rise of Black Power. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Take care.